This is Steve Knopfinger with KFRM reporting on the Aldi Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. Today I'm talking with Nathan Larson, farmer and grain sorghum commissioner in Riley County, Kansas. Nathan, how is the fall harvest going?
Well, I think the dry land corn in our area is coming to an end. Most people have had corn out or pretty well got it harvested. I think the dryland corn up here really did pretty decent this year. I would say averaging somewhere around 150 bushels, more or less, a little bit around that. Soybean harvest is just now pretty much getting in full swing. A lot of fields have been cut. Some of them are still a little green yet, especially if it was double crop or planted late. People have been trying test cutting some grain sorghum, but it's always been too high a moisture. That's about all they've done in the area so far, just test cut. As far as soybean yields, I've heard anywhere from about 50 to down into the 20s. Just depends on where it's at and when it was planted and, you know, what type of soil was on.
Have you gotten any rains in your area lately, or at least at the right times?
Well, earlier on in the year, when during the growing season, we got some timely rains in this area. That's why some pretty decent dry land corn yields. Here lately, it's dried up, and we really haven't had much rain here in the last couple of weeks. Other than putting off harvest, we really need some water. We could put some water in the pond and put some water in the ground for wheat planting. I've heard people holding off planting their wheat because it's so dry in the area.
Have you had any pest or disease issues in your area?
Not really. I haven't really heard much of anybody complaining about any diseases. I know a lot of the guys have sprayed some fungicides on their corn. I think some of the people said maybe the fungicide kept their corn a little higher moisture later in the harvest season. So, you know, the guys that didn't put on fungicide were going ahead and harvesting, and the guys that put on fungicide were off a week or so. But I've never heard of any real disease problems in the area this year.
Is there anything else going on as far as fall crops in your area?
No, like I said, the soybeans are just, it seemed like the corn went first, and now the soybeans are falling, and we'll finish up with grain sorghum probably later in the year. There's some fields of grain sorghum looking really pretty red. Looks like it'd be ready to go. But all those fields I've seen, they pulled the combine out and cut a sample and decided to wait them. Too high moisture yet. So other than that, it's pretty good harvest weather right now. There's no rain in the near future coming, and nothing to make you quit. We're not fighting any mud, so that's good. That's one good thing about not raining, you're going to fight mud. But there's other problems coming the other way.
Yeah.
Unless they're late planting soybeans, I suppose soybean harvest probably it's in the next coming week or so, probably getting winding down. So it's been a good fall harvest in this area.
Sounds like you guys are in a sweet spot.
Well, we've got some timely rains in this area. That you go west a little further, south, some of those areas that didn't get the rain that we did. We had some spotty rain, not a lot of rain, not more than about an inch at a time, but we'd get a half an inch or an inch of rain just kind of spread out, just kind of when we needed it, so it kept the crops growing through the summer. So now the harvest time's come and it's dried up, and it's been a fairly decent year for us this year. That's good for change.
This has been your Aldi Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. I've been talking with Nathan Larson, a farmer and grain sorghum commissioner in Riley County, Kansas. This is Steve Knopfinger reporting for KFRM.